White, J.E. White, Emma. Grand Lake, Central Park, Colorado. September 28, 1873. Dear children, Edson and Emma. Here we are, camped by a beautiful lake, surrounded by pines which shelter us from winds and storms. Very high mountains rise almost perpendicularly, surrounding the lake except on one side. The scenery is very grand. The lake is the most beautiful body of water I ever looked upon. We are enjoying the trout from the lake, which have the preference to any other fish in Colorado waters. Fishermen come in here to fish and take out their fish packed in boxes upon the backs of donkeys. The fish sell for 50 cents per pound, and the traders in Central and Blackhawk sell them for 75 cents per pound. On our way here, we met 13 mules coming from the lake, 2 men, 1 horse, and 2 donkeys loaded with 260 pounds of lake fish. Brother Glover and Willie went out one night to fish, but the wind was so strong they could not get any fish and were obliged to camp out across the lake all night. It was very cold, but they got along very well by building a campfire and keeping it fresh through the night. We felt very anxious about them until they came home to camp next morning. As yet, all the fish we have caught have been with a silver bait. Brother Glover has now gone, evening after the Sabbath, to try his luck again. The fisherman he has gone with caught 60 last night. There are a few log cabins here, but only one that is fit to live in and that has no floor. We came here for Father's health. He has been better since he came. He has had considerable physical exercise, and his head has not been taxed. The first day after we left home, we came clear over the range in our spring wagon. Mr. Walling had his light lumber wagon packed with provisions and clothing. We did not get to camping ground the first night until 9 o'clock. We made our campfire of logs and got to rest about midnight. We had gone but a few rods the next morning when the axle tree of the wagon broke, and we were obliged to make camp just below the range. We waited there for Walling to go home and send us a new axle tree, but we did not see Walling or Brother Glover for 1 week. We were near the range. We had 2 heavy snowstorms, but we were comfortable in the tent, for we had a good little stove made purposely for a camp stove. Upon this, Lucinda cooks, bakes, and in short, can cook everything we need. It was a regular little giant for business and made us very comfortable. After we had been left in the wilderness for 9 days, Willie was sent out for supplies of food. He met Brother Glover with the axle tree, and we decided to move on. Our provisions are getting low, and Brother Glover goes out for supplies tomorrow. We cannot get away from here till Brother Glover returns and sends Walling with horses and ponies. We have 2 horses and 1 pony here. In coming, for want of ponies, Lucinda and I walked about 6 miles over the roughest road. We cannot do this in returning, for it is mostly up rocky mountains. We spent the time very profitably on this side of the range. We tried to make it a business to seek God earnestly. Remainder missing.